Welcome to Invasion of Privacy.
I'm
Kate Wolf. And today I have two awesome guests. My friend since first grade, Gloria Haig.
Hello, hello.
And her son, Josie.
Hello, hello.
Okay, you just burnt out my eardrums, Mr. Josie.
I don't care.
Josie is in first grade. He's killing life. Mm-hmm. All right, Josie, you want to wear the headphones now that we got started? Here you go. Okay, so I guess first we'll ask Josie some questions, okay? What is the hardest thing about being a first grader?
Homework.
Oh, well, you know. Do you know how I feel about homework? Tell them how I feel about homework, because you know, Josie. How do I feel? I hate it.
Yeah. You do.
I do.
Learning how to read right now. Right.
Well, of course I am.
Quick tens.
Josie,
you want to know something
don't
out there?
The microphone.
Yeah. I'm not.
Yes, you are.
And we are stalkers.
Oh. Why? What did we just do? Who did we stalk?
And we stalk.
Holly.
Holly.
Yeah.
If you don't know her,
give her address.
Give Harlow and Rowan a shout out.
Yes. Okay. So, yeah.
Oh, well, let me explain. Now that you told the world we're stalkers. So,
hey, guys.
Are you telling secrets?
Yeah.
No. You're going to be out of here in a hot minute, buddy. Oh, my gosh.
What? I told my mom last night.
Oh, God. Can you not start
Spill the beans.
Okay, new topic.
Spill the beans, Josie.
I peed all over in my pants. And then my
laughing.
Mom said, let's go ride on horses.
Wait, that sounds like
that
real
cool.
Horses. That sounds like your mom wanted us to ride real horses with pee on them. Explain what kind of animal she wanted us to ride on. Plastic.
Explain why you peed your pants.
Plastic.
Why'd you pee your pants?
Because
of her. What was she doing?
Of Kate Wolf. Kate Wolf.
What was she
doing? She was
what
making
did I
me
do?
Laugh too much. And it's also my mom's fault. Me and her, we told my mother that,
the most raw
Uncle Earl accent.
That way we can go to my house, which we are in right now. Yes. Okay.
And we went by the Ambler Zoo. Shout out to
any questions?
The Agnostos.
Any questions? I said any questions here?
I think a star is born tonight, Josie.
I have a question.
No.
I'm calling you a star.
What? Yeah, the sun's a star.
Bronius Ponius.
What?
We literally have a star that's setted. It's in China now.
I have no idea what's happening and what you're talking about at this point. But Josie did.
It's the sun. It's the sun, okay?
Oh. Oh.
The sun of a bee.
He said that to me like I was a stupid idiot. Okay,
stop
please. Yeah, please stop getting your saliva germs into my microphone. Yo, bro. Chill. Okay.
Five monies in the curse jar.
What did I say?
I have a question for Josie.
Yes?
What do you think about skateboarding?
It's rad.
Aw. What is the hardest thing about having a mom that skateboards?
I don't
having
know
her
that.
Drag us to FDR.
No. What do you not like about it, or what do you like about it?
Having her drag us to FDR when it's 800 degrees out.
I like the heat, not the cold. The heat.
So Gloria,
well, it was actually cold out. So, yes.
Gloria's an incredible skateboarder, and she would do it all the time.
I don't get this. Is this going out to the world or something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, not at this exact moment. It's not live. So, after we do about an hour, I'm going to edit it. I'm going to put some intro and outro music to it.
Yeah.
And then people will be able to listen to it.
Ooh, so good.
Well, who do you need a shout out to?
Parker Plays. Jacksepticeye And be quiet.
Dog man.
Can we tell the
dog
world?
Dog man maker, Captain Love, Hansel make it too.
Are we doing shout outs already?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Like the end of the podcast, okay. Bro.
I don't care.
Okay. Josie going. Is
Henry
one of the best. Oh my God. Benjamin is this really happening right now?
Benjamin.
Gloria, this is your fault.
Pick him up.
Okay.
This is not my fault. I'm swearing.
Your turn to be
I swear.
Your turn to be quiet for a second.
Okay. I'll speak. Hand it over to you guys.
Oh gosh, you're so cute. Okay, so Josie is one of the coolest first graders and strongest. And I know he's one of the strongest because he almost took off my pinky finger yesterday with a plastic
sword.
That
is
sword.
True.
But we made up because, and the way we made up is that I was so funny, I made him pee his pants. And that's how it resolved. Yes. And then after he peed his pants in the car, his mom had the idea to go ride plastic animals, and he got pee all over
it. I already told them that.
Are you calling me a hack?
Yes.
What's a hack?
We are stalkers.
Hacky, wacky, tacky. Okay, let me now explain the stalker story.
And we're robbing
people. Our good friend Marissa lives nearby, and we decided to do a drive-by, and it worked.
This day, right now. February Sunday
23rd. This won't come out for a couple
days.
We yes,
we did it on that day, which is this day.
And we were at the yard in Ambler skating.
Explain
earlier.
What the yard is, Gloria.
Yes.
So the yard.
The yard
is
a
here
I'm handing over to my mom.
In Ambler that our friend
Ambler.
Mike McGuire from
Be quiet.
High school.
Be quiet. My
it's
mom.
My podcast!
My mother is talking.
Oh, my bee.
No, that's okay. She can keep going.
Okay.
No, I'll shut up.
Mike
finally,
McGuire.
Finally a real co-host.
Five more monies in the jar.
What did I say?
The S.
I didn't say. Tell your principal to call me.
Come to the office. Yeah. Yeah.
Because Josie's principal is one of our best friend's husband. So that's why.
No, he's not.
I apologize to the world for cursing in front of a child.
You're right.
But this
if
child
kids are listening
terrorizes me every day.
If any kids are listening to this, please listen to it. I don't care.
Aw.
To all the kids listening?
Yes.
So we have this amazing new skateboard park and shop in our town.
True.
Okay, yeah, true.
By Fifth Pocket. Jesse Clayton. Thank you, Jesse. And we get to now have something local to skate, which we never had.
Owl has entered the podcast.
The sea.
Caw, caw, caw.
Ambler, too.
Now we got a crow. Can you please not make weird noises
Are
into...
Are we going to kick him out of
this? Yeah. You cannot kick me out, I
Okay,
swear.
But then we have to take turns talking. Okay.
I'm new.
Now, let's talk about Gloria for a second. She's an art teacher.
Oh, God.
A skateboarder.
No. Let her say what her
What else
life
do you do,
like.
Gloria? Did someone just fart in your face?
Yes.
Yo, Josie.
No, it was not me. I
well,
swear.
It wasn't me.
God.
My butt's all the way over
let's
here.
Let's interview my mother.
Okay.
So that way she...
Take the reins, Josie. Ask your mom what else she does.
She's just going to explain it. Mom, explain how your life is.
And what Shred Her is.
Okay, so Shredder is a skateboard girls brand.
No, talk to them about
my art.
Like your life and stuff. And
I started it because this little one constantly takes up my time. And
no, I do not.
I'm here trying to still keep the spirit of skateboarding alive and my art. Because I work that 9-to-5
no,
job.
No, Josie, don't do
and
that.
And yeah, I started to dig my hole in my yard after things changed in our life and do some things for myself.
Josie, I swear. In case you guys haven't noticed, we run into a southern accent on the regulars. So if you
we
hear me switching
like
to
that.
Southern, it's just something we do.
It's the
Yeah, yeah.
But Josie, your mom's trying to talk and you're going, hoo, hoo.
I know hoo. That and I'll let her
let her every
speak
day.
Owl. Let her speak owl.
Owlette it is.
Ooh. Owl.
Ooh. Okay.
She's
keep
an
going.
Owl. Keep going.
Yeah, so don't I love art. I love making art. Don't bore me to death. I feel happiest when I'm making art and skateboarding. So it's about trying to keep that happiness alive.
Aw.
Yeah.
You're
and Gloria's one of the best artists ever.
Stop. Oh,
it's
my
true.
God.
True.
There's some amazing artists. Here, wait. My inspiration. Well, I love Eva Hess and textiles, right? And I love Native American art and like Kachina dolls. And then I also love...
Yes,
local artists like Adam Wallcabbage is an amazing artist, and then some graffiti artists like Barry McGee and Margaret Kilgallen and some skateboard artists like that nasty neck face artist that I see.
What? Josie, don't touch that equipment. Seriously,
don't.
What does it do?
And Josie, don't.
What?
You just hit something for real. It could have.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Don't touch it.
Okay.
This child of mine.
Yeah, well, what are these?
Well, this says how long we've been podcasting. So it's 11 minutes and 16 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
That shows our volume levels.
Cool.
Yours
it's
is
cool,
like
right?
Wait, which one's mine?
The one that's moving. You talk right now.
Woo! Woo-hoo.
So you're number one. You're on the first channel.
Okay, stop howling like an owl and talk.
Okay.
Be quiet. You know, that's the thing with kids these days.
Let's talk about the couch's life.
Do I sound
life.
Old saying that?
Let's talk about the what
or
life?
Even
oh,
humans
the couch's
these
life.
Days.
Yes, let's talk about my couch's
quiet,
life.
You know?
Not me. I
quiet.
Never talk. I'm always so silent.
Good job, couch. I really am not liking you.
I'm gonna
but
you
we are sitting on you.
What do you
let's
think about
interview.
Being silent, Joe?
Let's interview.
Your mom's still talking.
Well, she's boring me.
I apologize for making snoring.
I
kind of
think
noises.
That might be true, though.
Yeah, it is true.
Well, okay.
Your life is so boring.
This podcast has gone off the rails real fast.
No, it hasn't.
My life is so boring. Ah.
So let's see. Today we were at the yard.
Yeah.
Which was
with
horrible.
Boarding school.
Which was, Josie just said, which was horrible.
Because you wouldn't put your helmet on.
A lot
on.
Of our friends from
seriously,
high school came
I
with
don't
their
know
kids. Hold on, dude. I'm untangling you.
What are you?
Let it
I
go.
Don't
I'm untangling you.
No.
Josie, here. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
No, I'm not holding it for you.
Yay.
Now, Josie half loves, half hates me. Sometimes he hisses at me like that, but I'm a hisser as well, so I speak that language.
Yes, I don't know.
What? Okay.
Any of that means.
Take it down 10 notches. Blow out the birthday candles.
Innovate her.
Breathe in the roses.
How do you know that, ma'am?
Because that's...
How do you know that?
Oh my God!
How
can you teach the world your mindful
Josie.
Bodies?
You do it.
No, you taught me it.
You do it.
Teach
I don't
Kate
know it.
It.
Teach me.
Okay.
You do it.
Teach Kate because we need this right now. You're getting like way hype. You're
mindful bodies.
Mindful
say
bodies.
That if you're listening to this,
okay, let's do it together.
Mindful bodies. You too.
Mindful bodies.
Quiet and still.
Quiet and still.
And if you're doing, and if you are hearing this, do it with us, or else we come and rape you and stalk you for life. That's a true thing we are capable of. So yes.
That's a first grader threatening all of you.
Okay, let's
quiet.
Try again. Without
mindful breath. Bodies.
Mindful
Josie,
bodies.
Can you not twirl the wires for crying out loud?
Are you having a mindful body?
Yeah.
No, you're not, because you're not aware that you're twirling the wire. Right?
It's going because you people are crazy.
This is something that we need to work on.
Mindful bodies.
Mindful bodies.
Two.
Mindful bodies.
Quiet and still.
Quiet and still.
Quiet and still.
Spines in a line.
Spines in a line.
Spines in a line.
Hearts to the sky.
Hearts to the sky. Or boobs to the roof, as I say.
Don't listen to that.
I don't say that at school.
Boobs to the roof.
Put your hand on your anchor and close your eyes and take some 100 deep breaths in and out.
What's our anchors?
In through your nose and out for your mouth. And yeah, do 100.
Are you joking me right now?
Let's just do 5.
I swear, no.
We can't do 100 on the podcast. That's too much. Bro.
Fine.
5.
You can only do 5. That's it. That's it. 5. Hear me, people. Hear me.
Are you yelling at my listeners right now?
Yes, but I might pass out.
You're supposed to be calming us down.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Do you want to keep podcasting, Josie? Are you feeling
this?
Yeah,
I do.
Okay. Can you give us some more topics that you'd like to talk about? What's it like? Okay. I don't even know what questions to ask.
We got off track.
What makes you the most mad in life?
Oh. What does make
you? Oh, you already said homework. Anything else?
And this person.
Oh, your mom sometimes when she says no to things you want to do?
Yes, it is her.
What makes you the happiest in life? Your dog, Max?
Yes, and no homework.
Mm-hmm.
My sisters.
Aw.
Dogs. Cats. My grandma and grandpa.
How about Wizard Cat?
Oh.
Do you want to tell everyone about that?
Yes. We were driving on a highway.
It was a beautiful...
All right, Josie, we'll let you finish.
Day. It was the day on my mom dragged us to FDR.
Yep.
It was like 500 degrees out.
And what did we see on the side of the road when we were driving on the highway?
There was a cat watching people on the highway.
It was just sitting there, right?
Yes. And
on a rock.
And I know that cat knows something we don't. So if you go on the highway and you see a cat, you jump. You say, "Can I jump out of the car and go wrestle that cat?" And then if they say yes, you run over across the street and go kill and beat up that cat.
No, I love that cat.
Yeah.
It was a wizard cat.
Okay, jeez. Beat it up.
No, we're not beating it
up.
We
love the cat.
We were going to take a ride with us on the
hook. We just know it wasn't a typical cat. It was a human.
Wizard cats.
Yes, it was a wizard cat. It was looking over all of us.
Fine, knock it out.
All right, guys, we might have to wrap this up soon.
No, we are not wrapping it up. No. Oh, wait. It's not over.
Well, we could maybe we'll wrap it up in 5 minutes and then pick it back up at another time.
Okay.
We have to keep it entertaining.
Well, yes.
Right?
How about The day you thought I jumped out the window.
Okay, so one time we were in a car ride.
Yes.
And Josie kept pretending to jump out of a window and disappear. And every time I would go, "Why?"
Yes.
He was so young.
Quiet.
And all of a sudden I'd hear a giggle and he'd pop back. Gloria's fighting Josie right now because oh my God, you just put your tongue on my microphone.
Ew.
And you know how I feel about fluids.
Not
okay,
it.
Your podcasting career is over.
No, you can't say that,
well,
Gloria.
He's kissing the microphone.
Yeah, please don't make out with my microphone. That is gross.
Stop.
Yo, do not fight. These are not weapons. They're expensive
my
equipment.
My mother is bad.
Being a mom is the hardest
Gloria
job.
Is one of the best moms ever for real.
I don't know about this. I have an
it is not easy to be a single mom.
Child.
Let's interview my mom.
And I try to be
free.
As patient
Let's
with him
interview
as
my
possible.
Mom's hand. Hi, what is your life?
I have living spray. I've been sprayed alive.
Josie, why don't you say some of your favorite things about your mom? What are your favorite things about her?
She gets ice cream.
Yes.
Oh.
She's kind.
She's not kind. I got all these cool toys from her.
Oh my gosh. That's all.
No.
She gives you your baba as soon as you ask for it, which is chocolate.
Don't talk about
milk.
My baba.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I swear, now the whole world's gonna hear that.
What's wrong with the baba? It's chocolate milk.
Watch it.
Babyish.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. No. I drink baba. Yo, no. Bro, you better not have just stepped on my equipment.
No, he didn't.
It's chocolate milk, homie.
Well, first of all,
who doesn't drink chocolate milk? Everyone. It's chocolatey delicious.
I like banana milk, personally.
What?
Banana
is
milk.
Is banana milk.
You've never had banana milk?
I like strawberry milk.
Banana milk.
And you can
delicious.
Eat. It doesn't have to be cow's milk. It could. Yo, stop hyperventilating into the mic. It could be
I
almond
swear,
milk,
don't
rice milk.
They already know my name. So since you said I drink babas. They know
this
I'm
is,
a big
this is
baby.
Why you're not a big baby. And you're also in first grade. You're only 7. Chill.
This person out here.
What?
Mrs. Selfish Jerky Talk.
You just call me Mrs. Selfish Jerky Talk?
What yeah. Did
you
just
say? That may be one of the worst and best nicknames I've ever been given. Mrs. Selfish Jerky Talk might be the name of this podcast.
I'm gonna come back on that cat on the highway.
You're going to come back to life as that cat?
You're
going to
come back as the cat right now because you've had enough of this life because I talked about the baba?
You got to be quiet.
No!
Then.
Oh, God. He's going to have a meltdown.
I shall get the magic staff.
No.
No.
Not the magic
Gloria
staff.
Gloria has a magic staff and Josie has
I'm getting
attempted.
It. I'm getting
he's
it.
He's attempted to turn me into a turtle, a frog, poops, and pees with the staff. But I swear
Wait,
he likes me. All right. We better give me this. Oh my gosh.
You put those on.
This. Get, hey, well, sit down. Hey, yo, I'm going to turn this off in a second.
Hey.
This podcast.
It's going AWOL.
Yeah. It's going downhill fast.
No, it is not.
Okay.
Okay, so you got
you shall not pass!
That's the wizard stick.
How do you know about Lord of the Rings? You know that's what Gandalf says, right? One of the best wizards of all time.
I watched the show of it.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Your thing's okay. No.
You almost took out my
eyeball.
How'd I take out your eyeball?
Stop looking at that.
I want to see my volume.
When is your tooth going to fall out already?
It's like
Josie has a very loose tooth. It's Gloria like wants to tie a string to it and slam it on a door. And Josie says, let it come out organically, mother. Please. Please, please.
It's like
we shall end this podcast. Wait, first we gotta do shout outs.
Well, you already want this to be over?
Mommy did
can your mom and I can your mom and I keep talking if you want to go watch TV?
No.
Why can't we keep going?
Fine, you guys can keep going. All right,
let me have the headphones then.
But I will
you give a shout
that.
Out though as
this
you say goodbye.
Life.
Okay. I would like to shout out to my best friend, Benjamin.
Aww. Headphones.
You did good, bud.
I will be back.
Okay. We'll hold your place.
I'm gonna watch a little bit of TV.
You are so awesome.
Thanks, Joes.
I will be back. Don't forget.
He's going to be back, everyone.
Don't worry.
Okay. Whew. Now it's just me and Gloria. So Gloria and I have been friends since first grade, but we really just reconnected recently when I moved back to the area.
Yeah.
And along with getting one of my best friends back, I've gotten to be in Josie's life, which is awesome.
Oh, and yes. She helps reassure me that...
You're such a good mom.
Being an okay mom. Because it's hard.
It's really hard. Being a parent in general is hard. But what I love about you as a parent and Josie as a human being is the freedom. Is like you're such a unique spirit and soul. And I love that you're such an artist. And that you're also just a good human always wanting to evolve. And I love how free and authentic Josie is. You know? Seriously, yeah. Like... Yeah, he's a firecracker and he's brilliant and he's kind and he has the freedom to be who he is. So.
He has a lot of fire.
I feel like I could feel him behind me about to like throw something in my head as I was complimenting him. He's just
like
amazing.
The ball
that he
at your head the other
he did
day.
Throw a ball in my
We're trying
head.
To color Dumbo.
I went home. I went home that after I got because I was like coloring with you and I was in a peaceful state and then I just had a ball whacked in my head. I was like, this is when I go home.
Yeah. I think a lot of my friends get frustrated with his behavior, for sure. I do. You know, it's hard. Nobody.
Well, I'm a delicate flower of a human. So sometimes he just literally kicks my ass. Like, he's just stronger than me sometimes. Except the one time I, like, sorceressed him across the room when I had enough. I was like, whoosh, whoosh. But yes. But yeah, I feel like that was necessary at one point, just
to,
like,
to feel your sorcery.
Yeah, like, okay, like, I know I can be a weenie, but I can be strong.
You're a badass chick.
I'm a badass chick.
Yes, you are.
Who goes to skate parks and normally doesn't skate.
Oh my God. So yeah, she's been learning how to skate and be an amazing.
I'm trying.
Yes. With your socks and your boots. She won't, like, wear sneakers. You knew you were going to skate today, and you come in your...
I thought I did really well in my boots.
Your deer boots and your nice...
You can skate in those boots that I wore.
Sure, I
could. I'll wear sneakers next time. I just...
It's like
I don't
running.
Know.
You're going to show up
Gloria's so
to run.
Good. Everyone... It's like everyone's on these ramps and, like, killing it.
I'm
it's
back.
Intimidating. Oh, Josie's back.
I thought
How
you
was your show?
TV.
What show are you watching?
I was not gone for a long time. I'm just saying hi.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Love you. But
I'm not done. He's not done, everyone. He's going to be popping in and out.
Oh, my God. Yes. So.
We're working also on Gloria's, which you kind of said, mom guilt. Because you always think that you're not doing a good job and you're a killer mom.
I feel guilty a lot because I'm working all the time. And then, like, yeah, my time that I do get free, like, I feel this pressure to do everything with my son, and, like, I want to go skateboard, and he is not, like, about it a lot of the times, you know, and then make art too, and then, you know,
you balance it out so well, though. Like, I feel like you're still able to pursue your hobbies and your interests, and then you also plan a ton of activities for him, and you just, you love the crap out of him, and it's so apparent, and no person is perfect, and we're all trying our best. And I feel like one of the number one wounds in our collective is, like, how everyone beats themselves up. Like, it's like we need to start really accepting ourselves and loving us as we are, instead of comparing ourselves and measuring to these standards that are not real at all. Because a lot of people externally look like they're successful, but are just suffering and hidden, you know, and it's time we all just start sharing our different struggles and our stories. And we've talked about this too. Community is so important.
Yeah.
Whether you're a parent or not, it's like feeling that you have support and people who care and are there for you and are unique.
I feel like Shredder was kind of the start of my need for community amongst, like, girls and skating, and, like, after having Josie and I took time off, you know. Be like, I thought I could skate throughout being pregnant, and then I hit my belly.
You did?
Yeah, on the coping.
Oh.
He wasn't that far along, but it was enough that it shook me, like, oh, that's not gonna fly. Sorry. So I stopped, and then my focus on him, and then I just was in, I didn't have support.
I'm
you
back.
Know, I was told that, you know, I was getting too much attention.
Okay.
From males.
Oh.
Skating. And wasn't allowed to go. Oh my God, this is some, like, serious stuff that I don't share.
No, I appreciate it.
So I
okay.
couldn't
yeah.
go for a little while, you know? I wasn't in a healthy relationship. And I think too,
who wants to know some stuff?
Yeah, women need to kind of be strong and
can I please talk now?
Right, stand up for themselves and
can
stuff.
I please talk? Can I please talk?
Yes. As you approach into the middle of this conversation.
I want to get some information about Kate.
Uh-oh. I'm in the hot seat.
She has 1,000 wieners.
Oh, God. Oh, I knew it was coming. No. I made a pact today that I was going to stop talking about all my wieners. Because my boyfriend said it's not very attractive when I talk about all my wieners.
It is true, people.
No, now it sounds awful. Like I've shown a child wieners. Josie, this does not
I
sound
good. I thought
it
was just six.
He's also got a
no, I'm not going to have to edit that out. No,
it's,
Josie, I can't.
True,
I can't. No,
true.
No, no.
It's true.
Oh,
true.
No. Josie, hold on. Let me. Everyone stop. I'm going to have to pause it and restart so I know where that is. Okay. Josie, you can't say that because I could get. We can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't say specific.
Kate has 1,000 wieners.
Okay, back to that.
She's obsessed. I like that's the better of it.
No,
Josie.
All right, put the mic down. Do you want to pause it again?
No. Yeah, well, no. I know because it'll be. It's fine. I'll know where it is.
Joe's.
Okay. So. Anyway, you're blowing up my spizzot. My spizz.
People will get offended too. Would you want somebody?
Not just offended. I could get legally in trouble.
Yeah. And he could be a mom or a mom.
He could be a
dad. Okay.
Yo. All right. Do you want to ask me more questions?
Yes.
Sir?
Let's change the topic.
Without saying that name?
Who is the richest duck in the world?
Aw.
In DuckTales.
Oh, the richest duck?
In DuckTales?
I don't know. Oh, wait.
Scrooge McDuck.
That was not your question!
Hey, but I have a question for you. Does all that money make him happy?
Yes.
It does? Because his name's Scrooge.
Ask me a question.
Okay. What do you want to do when you get older? I ask you that all the time.
Nothing.
Oh, God. Who's your favorite chipmunk?
Dinner!
Who? Dinner?
Dinner!
Dinner. Okay. Can you?
No. Dinner!
Stop! Gentle.
Theodore.
Theo. Aww. Aww, he is the cute one with the belly. Right?
He said, ew!
Don't
burp into the microphone,
you
maniac.
We were in first grade, and now he's in first grade.
Gloria was the best dressed ever. What? Oh, gee, did you just hit yourself in the head?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Give me this.
She always had she had the cutest socks. She would double her socks.
Maybe we need to bring that back.
I'm down, Doo-Doo Brown.
Down on what?
Definitely into socks, but being super high these days. You know?
High socks.
High socks.
Ow!
I like the high, not the scrunchies. That was the style back
then. Yeah, yikes.
The scrunchies.
Are you sure?
Josie, we're just going to break out into song soon if we keep this up. We're going to pick
a
song.
Do we have a song yet that we wrote?
Do you want to sing a song?
But my mom does have a song we could.
My mom does has a songs.
How bad?
Yes, she does. All right, Josie can go get the phone. Why don't you continue saying what you were?
Oh, God. I don't know if I want to go back to that
No.
place because I've moved forward, you know, like so much from that.
Gloria has come through a lot.
And I think that it's time or it's.
Oh, my gosh.
Really important for people to work on themselves. Like, it's not selfish, I think.
Absolutely.
Taking time. Instead of like constantly trying to find happiness by being with others.
Yeah.
To try and find your own happiness. You know what I mean? Like your own happiness without external things making you happy. Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to find the song.
What is this? Oh. Okay.
Hey.
Josie, you gotta sing. Come here. I wish they could see. We're getting some moves.
Woo!
Josie is breaking it down for us.
So
and just a quick reminder to everyone, it's important to dance, it's important to sing. It's important to be free and live free always like Josie.
Yeah.
Josie, that was awesome.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to go take another break and your mom and I can have more adult conversation on here and then you'll come back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be back.
All right, Josie's going to
be back.
I'll
be back with more.
He'll be back. Do you know the Terminator, Josie?
Over to Kate.
You're going to need a bath soon.
All right, thanks, buddy. I think there's honestly so much to learn from kids always.
Aww.
And right? It's just like that that joy and sometimes as adults, we're like, it's supposed to go. Like, I can even feel on the podcast, right? It's supposed to be like this. Mm-hmm. And life is not supposed to be a certain thing. It's going with the flow and having fun. And I love his energy.
Yeah.
I love that he, like, slept and just kept going. Like, that's a whole metaphor for life, too. It's
right?
Like, just having fun. You fall, you get back up.
That's like skateboarding right there too. And I think like when I was super frustrated the other day at the park and I had him and you and like things didn't go my way. I was so being like a little bratty kid, like I just wanted to skate. And like, you know, it kind of it pulled me out of that like funk when you're like, dude, like chill, like.
Yeah, you know. Because well, yeah, that's what we talked about on the car ride home. It was like when you're still trying to squeeze something into a way you think it's supposed to be and it doesn't go that way, you can either have a meltdown,
which or I did. You can
but I understand that too, or you can be like, okay, like this is the way it was supposed to go and how can I learn from this and how can I re-navigate my life more in reality. And that's what we were talking about. I was like, the reality is sometimes Josie really doesn't want to go to these skate parks, and that's okay. Like, doesn't mean you don't go, but just figuring it out where...
Getting a babysitter is my new... Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta look. Any babysitters in the area listening.
Yeah, any babysitters in the Philly suburbs, hit Gloria up.
So I can go skate.
We'll give your Instagram at the end, but what's your Instagram now, just in case right now they want to hit you up?
Shredder.llc.
Shredher.llc.
So,
and her clothing is incredible. Just so everyone knows.
Thanks.
I now have two items. I have a tank top that says heel, which is perfect.
Yes.
And then I also accidentally have a, I talked about this on one of the other podcasts. I accidentally got a sweatshirt because I was borrowing it.
What were we painting that day?
You just wanted to paint random stuff. Gloria was like, let's all create and draw. And then I dipped it into the paint.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, that's yours now. And I was like, my bad. But I love it. So I was also like, yeah, it was meant to be. I love that. I just feel like your whole brand, too, and just like your way of life is about this kind of freedom. And just no matter what stage you are in life, what gender you are, it's like following your heart and being a badass. And I don't know. You guys have to add her on Instagram because you'll get to see how incredible of a skateboarder she is. And you'll see, you don't have a ton of your designs on your Instagram.
Well, it's all one of a kind. A lot of things are one of a kind.
But you gotta start posting.
I know.
There's some pictures of me on there, modeling them.
It's hard. Well, yeah, it's hard to like keep up too. There's times when I just want to like turn my phone off for a day, for a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like lately I feel like I am on it a lot, but there's days when I'm like it just is last.
Yeah.
You know. And I think though patience is like a big thing that I've been learning. And acceptance too of just how things are, like the turtle power, like slow spirit animal.
Turtle has come in very strong
for
both Gloria and I. Yeah, just of patience and knowing that things take time because we often get impulsive and we want to rush results. But like in the slowing down of life, there's so much beauty that comes through and you can actually then feel your life and feel the moment. Which is still hard for me, but it also allows you to really do what your body's telling you to do, like taking a nap.
Oh my God.
I took a nap today in Josie's bed without Josie in it, but I was just like, but like, seriously, it's like slowing down and feeling what your body's needing and doing what you got to do.
Which I feel like a lot of times we don't listen to our bodies though. And that, you know, there's that pressure to keep going and going. You know, we work these jobs and
I get more breaks than you. But that's because I'm also in a particular part of my life where I do hope things pick up. I still want to be able to listen to my body and take breaks. I think that's very important.
Yeah. And you have an amazing freedom there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, that's so cool that you don't, that you can do what you love doing.
Yeah, for the most part, but I'm still working through, like, there are some days where I'm hurting because I want to be able to do more with my life still. And I work with that because it's like that's still when you can't be in your one life and you're splitting off thinking, oh, it should be something else. My life should be this. It should be that. you're still not in it. And I still battle that a lot, where I'm like, oh, I wish I had more going though. And yet I'm exactly where I'm at, and I'm healing very rapidly. Like, and my listeners know, like, I had a tough year, and just like getting my appetite back fully is huge, you know, but like, I'm, instead of being able to celebrate how much I'm coming through, it's like, oh, I should be this, I should be that. And when you fall into that, you can live your whole life as, oh, it should be more, it should, and instead of actually being present. In the present moment. Yeah. So I'm working on it, and I just feel grateful. And I've got an awesome, I've got an awesome kid who I got to have a good conversation with last night.
Oh, Shaney.
Yeah. And like,
we're not allowed to call him that anymore though, right?
I know. Yeah. Well, I'm not allowed to be called Katie anymore, which is hard for.
Really hard for really me. Hard.
Well, Gloria, you've been calling me that since we were in first grade. So like, obviously that, you know what I mean? Like,
she'll be like, you can't call me that. I'm like, oh, I try.
I just love Kate so much more. If I feel like a Kate. You know what I mean? Like, it just feels like my name, and it felt really important this year to claim that in a way of, I mean, it goes to other things too for me, but like, to get into the not as deep part of it, it's just like, it just feels like me.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be taken seriously in a certain way this year as things kind of healed for me. And I wanted to be called the name that I think I always wanted to be called. But you know, when you're little, and people give you a nickname and you're like, that's not my name. Like, people don't listen to you. Like, they didn't. Like, because you're like a kid, and they're just like, they just overrode what I desired. So it wasn't really just about the name. It was like wanting to be heard for what feels right for me. So it was important to be like, no, this is the name I like, and this is what I feel like. So are you about to whack me, little dude?
He's definitely sneaking back up.
What are you doing?
No. Oh. No.
Okay. It's okay. He can take the headphones.
Oh, my.
Josie is back.
Just as we got into conversation.
Yeah. Josie sometimes likes to torture me, Joe, and call me Katie.
Well, there's your one nickname, Joe.
What do you prefer to be called, Josie?
Yeah, what do you like to be called?
JoJo.
Oh, you that's do so like awesome. JoJo.
I gave you that nickname.
No, Peanut.
Oh, aww. Peanut?
Am I allowed to call you Peanut or no?
Softer side.
I'm allowed to call me Josie. Mama's allowed to call me Peanut.
Aww. Peanut? I don't. Do I call you that a lot?
Yeah.
Sometimes, huh?
Yeah, I guess. You do.
Peanut.
That JoJo. Is so cute. I can't handle it.
What other names does mommy call you?
Joey.
Joey?
Josie. Yeah. Gloria, one of your nicknames was Glowbug?
Yes. So that was like the first.
Glowbug.
Glowbug.
That was like
the
first clothing line that I went with when it was all just crocheted clothes,
because Gloria is an incredible crocheter and knitter, so it often is combined into the shredder stuff.
Yeah, I want to kind of, you know, merge that back in.
Did you really come back just to make those sound effects? He's like, I know what this podcast is missing.
Okay, enough.
And this is when my listeners jump out of a window.
This is my life right here.
Oh, ow! And I just got my ankle kicked.
Oh, God.
This is my life hanging with Josie, is my delicate frail bones.
Stop. And being so sweet at one point,
Kate,
Peanut.
Uh-oh. She asked Marissa, which window is the easiest to get in?
Yes, when we stalked our friend Marissa, yeah. I made the joke. I said, just let us know what window we should sneak into or throw the rocks at.
God, we don't know.
And she just ignored Marissa. Our friend Marissa, she's so, like, we love her. She's so put together, so beautiful. She had these, like, pearl hair clips in, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, how does she have it so together?
Hey, when is this podcast end?
Oh, why? Are you going to play it in school? To your teacher, say, I got a hot podcast y'all need to listen to. Hey, hold the math lesson. Hold the math lesson. We got to go to iTunes. Yeah. You got to pull up iTunes. I'm a star.
A star is
born. And then it's you telling everyone that we talk about killing and robbing.
That's bad.
Stalking.
That's bad.
What's bad?
Oh.
Morris's daughter is in my class.
dress?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Marissa's daughter's going to go, you want to stalk my house?
She's so beautiful, too.
Mm-hmm.
Shunny.
And Juliet's beautiful. All the kids are so amazing.
All the kids are beautiful. Aww. You're beautiful, too.
I rather like
I asked Josie
boy.
Earlier if I could shave his head and wear his hair as a wig. What did you say?
Never!
What did he say before I started talking about
it? I know, right? That's what did you say?
I said never.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were saying something before that. Yeah, Josie She'll has the best
on the
hair.
Replay.
There we go with the noise again.
I really felt like I needed some.
Here we go.
All right, one question. Okay. Who do you think does that?
Yeah. Is this to Mother? My listeners who can't respond right now to you? No. We will wait for years for any of you to respond to him.
Have you ever heard that noise before?
Michael Jackson, the creep.
Yeah. The main
musically
dad.
Musically talented.
Let's just say no and to plastic surgery.
And Mr. Peanut Dad.
Mr. Peanut's gone.
Yes.
They're all leaving us.
Who's Mr. Peanut?
He was like the mascot for those peanuts. Those delicious.
How does he know?
And your nickname's Peanut, which I did not know till today.
I didn't really know that.
Mommy.
Either.
What? Mr. Peanut is like, you know the peanut guy?
You know that peanut guy.
Oh, okay. He's not around anymore?
Yeah, but he's a baby now.
Baby Mr. Peanut?
Yeah, he's a baby peanut now.
I'm going to have to look at it.
He's a baby peanut.
Y'all making me hungry for peanuts.
Mouth, Josie. Go. Can you sanitize
Josie, how do you feel about farting?
Can you sanitize
Do you ever fart in class?
Who farts the most,
do you
Josie?
Fart? Don't you dare fart into the microphone. That is
I
nasty.
Should.
Who farts the most?
I would say...
No, don't name someone who farts in your class. That's bullying, Gloria.
No, I'm asking in general, who do you know that farts the most?
Do you fart a lot, Gloria?
No, I'm not. I'm
You're
a pooper.
You're not a farter?
But I'm not a farter.
Everyone's a pooper. If you don't poop as a human, go to the doctor, eat your prunes.
Okay, sometimes I do fart for sure, but like it has to be when my stomach's not like up to par.
I burp.
I'm not a big burper or farter.
Do you ever fart in class, Josie?
A lot of people do. Like, I've had like 1,000 kids fart in my class. Well,
you don't even have 1,000 kids in your class. Yeah, but they come in, they open the door, they do a fart in there, and they walk out.
That's what you should start doing. Walk into classrooms, fart, and walk out.
Just open the door, go, and then close it. And go drive by. That's been a drive-by fart. What are you doing?
He's looking at the like sound things. Can you please look at me? You gotta be chill.
Oh no, he turned into an owl again.
All right, time's up. Josie, break.
Josie,
break.
What?
Are you wind blowing into my mic?
No, I'm not.
Is that a fart noise? Is that a silent but deadly fart noise into the
mic? Yes. Yeah.
Careful with the mic, please. Sit up. Sit up.
My favorite
please
part.
Feel free to jump rope with my cords, Josie. You know it doesn't happen enough with my equipment. Gym exercises.
Stop.
Oh. Freeze.
SWAT.
I like when your mom today was like, "Kay, come play free skateboard tag with us." I'm like, I can barely move on a skateboard.
That
I don't
was
feel
like
dying. Thank
the
you.
Funnest part, I think, of the day was
and
just
then,
playing
games. And then
like,
your friend was like, you can just film us then.
Relay races.
A whole new film.
Relay races with bananas.
A whole new fart. A whole new magic coming through.
Kate.
It's my name. Kate. No whispering. We are podcasting. No, we're not doing that.
Coward.
No cheating.
Did you just call me a coward?
Yes, he did.
One of Josie's favorite words to call people is coward, and it's my favorite now, too. So beware. I'm going to be calling everyone cowards.
Coward.
Oh my god. When his mom says no to him about something, he'll be like, Mom, can I have cookies? She'll be like, no. He'll be like, coward! One day, Josie was having a play date, and they were all playing with weapons, and he looked at me while sorting someone else, and he looked at me and he went, you're weak. Josie, do you have any signing offs? Do you have any shout outs you want to say when you say
final
goodbye?
Shout out. Go chill in your bedroom.
What do you want to say?
This is the end of the whole podcast.
No, we're
thanks
not
for
done
surviving.
Fully yet. I have to do my whole ending. Oh. Thank you, bud. Gloria. Have a death day.
Oh my God.
That
my
is
child.
A little psychotic, yes. But that's fine. No. Have a death day. Really, Josie?
Have a beautiful day.
Have a death day.
Oh my gosh.
Have a death day. And what he means by that, he means from the cocoon to the butterfly.
My mom's a coward.
From one form to another.
My mom's a coward.
Okay. We get it. Put the microphone down.
I don't get it.
You don't get what?
Why mommy's a coward.
Ooh.
Happy death day as you are reborn into a new state time and time again. No.
And my mother's a coward.
Bro, I need to plug my...
Okay, put the mic down already.
Never, never, never.
You hijacked my whole thing. We love you.
You can find Gloria on Instagram. You can find Gloria on Instagram at...
Shredder. SHREDHER.LLC.
Awesome. Yes. Now... I'm going to have to say this quick because there is a zombie on the couch ready to eat out brains.
God, he's already.
Oh. My second album comedy taping is March 29th at 7 at the Stress Factory. Please, please be there, be square. Josie won't be there because I'll be cursing. And I'm not trying to fill up that curse jar with money.
I'm going to need a babysitter. So
we're going to need a babysitter. April 11th, I'm at Saul Joel's. Oh, by the way, the Stress Factory is in New Brunswick, New Jersey. That's where my March 29th album taping is. April 11th, I'll be at Roysford, Pennsylvania. Stop it. That's at 7, like I said, Saul Joel's Comedy Club. If you want a healing, because clearly I just know how to kill every environment.
Who
ever.
Knows what 1 + 1 is?
Oh. 2? Did I get it right?
No.
Kate's an amazing healer. She heals me every day.
11.
Every day.
Oh, you stinker.
With this one.
All right. If you would like a healing, it's katewolf27@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, @thekatewolf. Josie will be getting an Instagram soon, I'm sure, that you can all follow him and he can tell everyone happy death day every day. You know, most people do quotes. He'll do opposite of happy quotes.
How do we do shout outs?
That's what we're doing.
Shout outs to...
One shout out and then we're shutting this down. Yes. This operation has ended. Who do you want to shout out? Josie?
Asher!
Who? A shark?
Asher.
Asher.
Okay. Oh. Shout Asher. Outs to Asher.
We love.
Get your stinky ass foot.
We love stinky
out
feet.
Out of my face.
We love and we kill killers.
Ooh.
I don't know about that. Yeah, no, we can't kill because then we be killers.
I'll kill some killers with you.
We kill with kindness. How about that?
And with swords. And weapons.
And spells. And I need to learn to spell.
And with magical powers. We know how to make people fart from across the room. What are you with? What secret spell are you whispering into your microphone? On this, we are signing out.
All right.
Peace.
Love you.
Peace. Have a good day.
Boom.